From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, news from across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with the news, and stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and the website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian Muslims allowed to pray Tarawih at mosque. 79 million Indonesians expected to go mudik, government prepares vaccination centers in airports and terminals. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo or Jokowi stated on Saturday that the COVID-19 pandemic in Indonesia can now be controlled, especially related to the fasting month of Ramadan this year. The president said the people are now allowed to hold mass prayers at the mosque, including the Tarawih prayers on Ramadan nights. However, despite the loosened COVID-19 restrictions, the president reminded people of basic health protocols and remain disciplined in wearing masks in public spaces. Religious Affairs Minister Yakut Holil Komas has urged Indonesian Muslims to use the fasting ritual in the holy month of Ramadan as a chance to enhance solidarity and purify themselves of sins and impurities, Komas said on Saturday that the solidarity can be realized if people can purify themselves of vanity. Moreover, he said that this Ramadan will be the third to be observed by Indonesian Muslims amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Despite the improving pandemic condition, he urged people to continue observing the health protocols while performing religious rituals during the Ramadan fasting period. The Indonesian government this year is allowing the people to travel for Idul Fitri homecoming, locally known as mudik, after 2 years. But people traveling to their hometown are required to get the booster vaccine against COVID-19 first. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said the ministry is preparing vaccination facilities at airports, port stations, and bus terminals. And he said on Friday, April 1, 2022, his office will coordinate with related agencies in the next weeks and conduct a simulation. Based on the data from the ministry, around 79 million people are expected to go mudik or go home this year. The number is considered high but also understandable. As for the past 2 years, the people could not go to their hometown to celebrate Lebaran or Idul Fitri Day due to the COVID-19 restrictions. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Ukraine said on Saturday its forces had seized back all areas around Kyiv, claiming complete control of the capital region for the first time since Russia launched the invasion. As Russian troops regrouped for battles in East Ukraine, towns surrounding Kyiv bore scars of 5 weeks of fighting. Dead civilians lay scattered over streets, and President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russian forces of leaving behind mines. Ukrainian officials said Ukraine's troops have retaken more than 30 towns and villages around Kyiv since Russia pulled back from the area this week. Serbia will vote on Sunday in presidential and parliamentary elections that pit incumbent President Aleksandar Fusik and his progressive party against an opposition pledging to fight corruption and improve environmental protection. Fusik is running for a second 5-year term on a promise of peace and stability at the time of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which has put Serbia under pressure from the West to choose between its traditional ties with Moscow and aspirations to join the European Union. 3 Palestinian militants have been killed in a gun battle with Israeli security forces near Jenin in the occupied West Bank, Israeli police say. A statement said the Palestinians were on their way to carry out an attack in a car on Friday night and that they fired on a counter-terrorism unit that was trying to arrest them. 4 Israeli troops were wounded in the ensuing clash, one of them seriously. The Islamic Jihad militant groups confirmed the dead men were members. Last item. At least 14 people were killed, including 7 children, after days of heavy rains triggered flooding and landslides in the southeastern Brazilian state of Rio de Janeiro, the state civil defense told CNN Saturday. Rain showers began Thursday, leading to deadly landslides in the region. The volume of rain registered in the last 48 hours was the highest on record in Angra dos Reis. Rio de Janeiro state firefighters and civil defense authority are deployed in the affected cities to help rescue people. The civil defense does not have an estimate on how many people are missing so far. That was the end of the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih. Spotlight of the week is on President Joko Widodo receives Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea to discuss increased cooperation between the two countries. Indonesian President Joko Widodo last Thursday, March the 31st, received an official visit from the Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea, James Marape, at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java. In the warm and productive meeting, the two leaders discussed a number of increasing cooperation in various fields. One of them is in the trade sector, which increased by 87% during 2021. According to President Joko Widodo, this provides hopes and optimism for the economic recovery of the two countries after the COVID-19 pandemics. In his statement after the meeting, President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia was also ready to reopen the border with Papua New Guinea. This would restore cross-border trade and the economic pulse of people living in border areas. He also welcomed the launch of a feasibility study for the establishment of a frequency trade agreement between Indonesia and Papua New Guinea. The Indonesian head of state also views that the establishment of a bilateral investment agreement is important to facilitate and provide security for investors from the two countries. During the meeting, they also exchanged views on the importance of strengthening connectivity between the two countries on land, sea, and air. President Joko Widodo hopes that the opportunities for Indonesian construction companies to build connectivity facilities and infrastructure in Papua New Guinea will be wider. Regarding cooperation in the health sector, the president said Indonesia is ready to support Papua New Guinea's efforts to strengthen its national resilience in the health sector. This will be done through partnership between the food and drug authorities of the two countries. In addition, Indonesian pharmaceutical companies have also shown interest in marketing their products in the Papua New Guinea market. The two heads of state also discussed synergies to enhance cooperation with South Pacific countries, especially in the fields of sustainable development, climate change, renewable energy, maritime affairs, and disaster management. All are challenges for island nations in the Pacific. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Merapi in his statement said that he also welcomed Indonesia's invitation to Pacific countries to be involved in the G20 summit. The Prime Minister also hopes that Indonesia can carry out the G20 presidency as well as possible. Well, that was Spotlight of this week. I'll begin today in history with April the 3rd, 1922. Joseph Stalin becomes the first General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Joseph Stalin served as General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union for 30 years, from April 1922 until October 1952. The position of General Secretary of the Communist Party opened up wide opportunities for Stalin to exert influence over the course of the party administration and was at the same time a major factor in the struggle for power. Under Stalin, the Soviet Union transformed from a peasant society into an industrial and military superpower. Turning to April the 3rd, 2016, the Panama Papers leaks. The Panama Papers are a collection of 11.5 million classified documents created by Panamanian service provider Mossack Fonseca. This document contains detailed information on more than 214,000 foreign companies, including the identities of their shareholders and directors. The document lists the names of the leaders of five countries, namely Argentina, Iceland, Saudi Arabia, Ukraine, and the United Arab Emirates, as well as government officials, close relatives, and close friends of heads of government of about 40 other countries. This leaked document was then distributed to and analyzed by approximately 400 journalists in 107 media organizations in more than 80 countries. The first news report based on this document, along with 149 document files, was published on April the 3rd, 2016. I'll end today in history with April the 3rd, 2017, the St. Petersburg metro bombing. On April the 3rd, 2017, an explosive attack took place on the St. Petersburg metro, Russia. 9 people were reported killed and 2 others later died from their injuries. Around 50 people were injured in this incident. Explosive devices are stored in a bag. A second bomb was found and defused in another train. An attacker behind the attack was identified by Kyrgyz and Russian intelligence as Akbarzon Jalilov, a 22-year-old Russian citizen born in Kyrgyzstan. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Matthias Arndt in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in a German program through frequency 3325 kHz on August 25, 2021 with SINPO 23342. Hello sir, wie geht Ihnen? Hopefully you are fine and monitoring our broadcast now. Thank you for your reception report of our broadcast. The German section will reply to your letter, so please be patient and wait for the reply. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. As an appreciation, I'll play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
Thank you.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and the website www.voinews.id. Today's edition, we will give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia prepares athletes for the Vietnam SEA Games. Indonesia announced that as many as 476 athletes from 31 sports will be deployed to strengthen the Indonesian contingent for the 2022 Vietnam SEA Games, which will be held from May the 12th to 23rd. This number is almost 43% decrease compared to those sent to the 2019 SEA Games in the Philippines. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali in Jakarta on Wednesday said the decision was taken after evaluating the budget and athletes' track record of achievement and medals. Based on this review, there has been a reduction in the number of athletes. In addition, the government also wants to change the paradigm regarding the SEA Games or Southeast Asian Games, which is only a target between the Asian Games and the Paris 2024 Olympic qualification. According to him, the input for reducing the number of athletes and sports is based on reviews from academics, representatives of the Indonesian Olympic Committee and the Indonesian National Sport Committee. Minister Zainuddin Amali also revealed the composition of the athletes, namely 60% junior and 40% senior. This is in accordance with Indonesia's big target, which is the Olympics. It is hoped that the efficiency of sending these athletes can still produce better achievements. Meanwhile, the head of the Southeast Asian Games Sport Review Team, Muhammad Asmawi, from the State University of Jakarta, said that Indonesia would participate in 31 of the 40 sports competed in the SEA Games Vietnam because the potential medals generated by each branch. They consist of 13 branches that were included in the national sports grand design, such as badminton, weightlifting, athletics, boxing, karate, and swimming. 18 others were not included, like indoor and beach handball, dance, and petang. Well, that was my Indonesia today.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
VOI listener, now we will reply to an email from Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your compliment on our English program. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. Well, as appreciation, Mr. Kalab Abbas, here is a beautiful song for you. Happy listening.
They say, look at you now. What are you wearing? Going to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news. You begging for reviews. No, better than thought you would be. You are right now.
Right now.
I'm living in my dreams right now.
What now?
Listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now. I'ma get my treasure. Let's fly. Just be yourself for a while. Now, one that you're staring,
thing
that you thought will never prove it.
step aside the difference. Now work hard and get some millions.
You've got your own agenda. Kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang akan kau raih. Dan terus berlari.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moments. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment? So give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in the different pace, we're running in the different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on the groove and bust a move. It's cool, you can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'll make you singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you sing my song. Outshining depression and the bad thoughts.
I simply want to make you dancing, proving myself that I am worth the begin. We thirst the diamonds under pressure.
Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure, let's go.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Jakarta does have a variety of typical popular side street food, and it's a shame to miss it while you're in the city. This time, I'll introduce one of Jakarta's traditional sweet snacks called kue ape or ape cake. Kue ape actually can be found in many other cities in Indonesia, but originally it comes from Jakarta. Here you can find kue ape sellers in every corner of the city. By the way, the word ape in Jakarta dialect means what? There is a popular anecdote about the word ape. Once a buyer asked the seller, kue ape ini, which means what kind of cake is this? Then answered by the seller, this is kue ape. So it sounds like the seller answered the question with a question word. Kue ape has a shape like a pancake with a diameter of about 15 centimeters. It has a thick part in the middle, thin crispy on the edges, and green or white in color. When you take a bite of this ape cake for the first time, the thin edges is soft and crispy. This is the part that people usually taste for the first time, while the middle is also soft but thick and porous like most cakes. Due to its shape, kue ape is often called Jakarta pancake. Kue ape is sold mostly in front of schools because it is very popular among school children. Kue ape sellers can also be found on roadsides around shopping centers using carts like around Pasar Baru area. The sweet, soft yet crispy of the outside of kue ape is made from the wet flour, coconut milk, and sugar. It is sweet but light, not as rich as most dessert. If you visit Jakarta, you should try this delicious cake. The price is pretty cheap, around $1 per package consisting of 10 pieces. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring kue ape, a traditional cake from Jakarta.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we will reply to a letter from Malik Allah Bachaya Kokar in Pakistan. He was listening to English program on September 20, 2021 through frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 55544. Hello sir, thank you for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song, so keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. Happy weekend and enjoy the song.
Our love will stay with me.
listener, hopefully you just enjoyed the third song. And for the next segment, we will present to you Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's miscellany is on alfalfa eggs for stunting aridification. In Indonesia, stunting does not only occur in poor families, but also in rich families. Therefore, many perspectives and interventions are needed in the eradication of stunting in the country. The results of the 2018 Widya Stuti study revealed data that 48.4% of stunting cases occurred in poor families and another 29% occurred in rich families. Therefore, every family should be expected to pay special attention to a child in the first 1,000 days of life from the womb. To overcome this stunting problem, a researcher from the Faculty of Animal Sciences, University of Gajah Mada, Bambang Suwiknyo, offered a solution through food ingredients for children in the form of eggs with high iron and zinc content. He did this not by fortifying iron and zinc into eggs, but from innovation in feeding chickens. Eggs produced from a chicken biological system take 25 hours. Therefore, the nutrients in the feed that enter the body of the chicken and become the constituent elements of the eggs will greatly affect the quality of the nutrients in the womb. These eggs are called alfalfa eggs or carib eggs. Since it has a high content of iron and zinc, the egg can be used for stunting intervention. Bambang Suwiknyo explained that the intake of iron and zinc is very necessary for pregnant women and children in relation to preventing stunting cases. The intake of iron and zinc can be provided in various forms, including one of them through foodstuffs in the form of eggs. The result of a temporary study of the setting of nutritional value through the feed provided showed that alfalfa eggs are more tasty than other eggs on the market. Testimonials from mothers who consume alfalfa or carib eggs say that the egg is not fishy and the yolk color is more yellow. That was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today we present you with a song from Tompi. After being absent without a new song in the music industry, Tompi finally released a new single entitled Makan Teman or Backstabbing on February 18, 2022. The single was an observation by Tompi toward the current social phenomenon. According to Tompi, many people do not want to help each other, even though they become successful after being helped by their friends. In making this song, Tompi purposely broke his mic, since he thought this song would be better with a broken mic. Well, how does it sound? Here it is, Tompi with Makan Teman.
Berteman dengan maksud, bergantung kepadanya. Tak sadarkah bebanmu belum tentu sanggup dipikulnya. Namun saat dia memohon tolongmu, kau tutup mata, tutup telingamu. Seolah ia tak pernah ada, dan engkau lupa dia ada. Seharusnya seperti bayangan yang lahir dari cahaya yang menerpa tubuhmu jelas, lalu ia akan membentuk wujud perkasa yang lebih besar. Ingat-ingat masa-masa kau bergantung padanya, hingga berdiri di titik ini karena dia sesungguhnya teman dalam suka, dalam lara, hingga bahagia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
You can go back and forth, picking up my heart and drop it back on the floor. So you think that it's fine for you to come around after what you have done? How many times have I told you I don't need your apologies? If you're just gonna keep coming around and do it on repeat, don't say sorry.
Oh, 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 spirit, I feel
Let go.
I want you to hear the call. Macam gue paling debu, macam asap tanpa api. Kau tiba-tiba muncul sendiri. Takut kamu cari cinta, kau tawarkan cerita yang gak buat ku terpana. Namun ternyata kau hanya ingin permainkan hatiku. Tempat ku jatuh menangis, kau datang dan pergi sesuka hati. Say baby don't leave me, I need you to stay. But baby I'm sorry, I'm so done trying.
Voice of Indonesia.
Baby, take my hand. I want you to be my husband. Kiss you, my Iron Man. And I love you 3,000. Baby, take a chance. Cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie.
See you standing there in your Hulk outerwear. And all I can think is, where is the ring? Cause I know you wanna ask, scared the moment will pass. I can see it in your eyes, just take me by surprise. And all my friends, they tell me they see you're planning to get on one knee. But I want it to be out of the blue, so make sure I have no clue when you ask. Baby, take my hand. I want you to be my husband. Cause you're my Iron Man. And I love you 3,000. Baby, take a chance. Cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie. Now we're having dinner, and baby you're my winner. I see the way you smile, you're thinking about the aisle. You reach in your pocket, emotions unlocking. And before you could ask, I answer too fast. And all my friends, they tell me they see you're planning. To be my husband, cause you're my Iron Man, and I love you.